What makes a film work well? Essential conditions to any drama: an unresolved issue with the outcome in doubt. A deep commitment to action by a character with whom we can identify. The character must be involved in a conflict which has, at its heart, high personal stakes. Urgency, or a sense of deadline. Types of central conflict: man versus man, conflict between two characters, protagonist versus antagonist. Man versus self, within a single character. These usually involve either or situations. Sometimes this is referred to as a double-blind situation, the cruelty of the absolute. Man versus nature or man versus society, character or characters confronting a difficult situation. Organization of the cause to effect film: the actions often set into motion by inciting incident. This event lets the audience know what form the conflict will take. There follows a period of rising tension. This is a series of episodes, individual scenes in which conflict begins to heighten and complications develop. When the conflict is approaching its height, a crisis occurs. This is a turning point, an event, that makes the resolution of the film's conflict inevitable. This is followed by the film's climax, which occurs when the basic conflict is actually resolved. This is generally followed by the denouement, a short wrap-up scene in which any loose ends of plot and character are tied up or resolved. Aristotle called this the unraveling. Film opens up with an incident that captures the audience's attention, and then slowly increases the tension via a series of episodes or incidents until the film reaches its conclusion. Action does not increase in a straight arc. Increases in stages. Each of these stages is followed by some sort of comic relief, a tension breaker or pause, before the next episode an increase in tension occurs. Willing suspension of belief: the ability to make an audience forget that it is only a movie. People become so engaged in it that they forget everything around them and are effectively caught up in the action. One sure sign appears when people start talking back to the screen. Conversely, if you find yourself checking your watch repeatedly, wondering how it was you were convinced to shuck out the bucks to watch this turkey, or simply contemplating any of a zillion other examples of life's little mysteries, you know the film has not pulled off willing suspension of disbelief. Ultimately, if a film does not manage to attain willing suspension of disbelief, it does not work.